Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Man, I tell you, Africa was unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable. It's just been fantastic.
You know, you've heard of Hunter Roop on our show several times. We've mentioned Bushman's Quiver, and we've had Stefan, the owner of Bushman's Quiver, on with us. And Red and I just finished a trip, but as we are recording this for the show, we are still in South Africa on our last evening here with Bushman's Quiver, and Hunter Roop is here with us as he promised he would be. And first of all, thank you for being here when we got off the airplane.
It was a real pleasure of mine to have both of you here at Bushman's Quiver. Stefan and I both appreciate you showing up to take advantage of the great safari hunting that we provide, and you guys did great.
I tell you, we had the best time. And, you know, you meet a lot of these different people at the International Sportsman's Expo, which will be coming back to our area in January. And there's so many booths with different outfitters from Africa, and we've talked about this a couple of times before when we've had Bushman's Quiver on and talked about them, but it's like, who do you trust? Who do you know is really going to back up what they say? And I want to use a term where you under-promised and over-delivered, but what you did promise us was that you would treat us good while we were here. The PHs would help us find good animals, and hunting is hunting, so there's never a guarantee of success because, like I say, it's hunting. But I can tell you, and I know Red would back me up on this.
That's right.
Everything from the trip, you know, with Hunter helping us out with the information and the forms we have to fill out. And then I want to mention Adele. She was great. And that is a lady with Hunter's Permits Africa. And she can help you with all the forms. And it runs about $130. And she takes care of all the aggravation. And so it was excellent from there. And we walked in a room and there's 40, 50 people in there with firearms. And she walked right in and got us in and out of the airport very quickly. And so, you know, it was really important to me for Hunter to be the exclusive agent for him. And he lives in Castle Rock. And, you know, we talk to him all the time. And so we had a million questions and he was always very knowledgeable about it. And I just really appreciate, you know, the integrity from him and Stefan, the owner. And everything about this Bushman's Quiver was more than we could have asked for. And I know, you know, at the ISC show and a couple of open houses that you guys had after the ISC show, that we met several different couples and single people that had come over, and every one of them almost made it sound too good to be true. But I can tell you, everything they said was actually true, wasn't it, Red?
It was absolutely true, and even more. I mean, this has been a beautiful, we've had beautiful weather, and just the area, the terrain around, it reminds me a whole lot of Texas Hill Country, and just beautiful country, and we saw more animals than you could shake a stick at. It's just been fantastic.
And Hunter, it's a big responsibility being an agent and much more an exclusive agent for someone. So as a spokesman for Bushman's Quiver, tell us really what your role involves.
Well, I can say this, is you mentioned what a challenge it might be, but I feel like I'm a family member of Stefan's family, and that makes a big difference. It really doesn't feel like work at all. I stay busy, and I get to interact with really great clients like yourselves, people that are enthusiastic about coming to Africa. And when you have that kind of synergy going on, it's really exciting to bring clients here that have the same dream that I've had since I was a young boy, and see those dreams fulfilled by Bushman's Quiver.
Well, before we talk about the animals I was able to take, I want to congratulate you on your 56-inch kudu, which Red and I were in the back of the vehicle and watched you take about a 250, 275-yard shot, an excellent shot on a big kudu.
Well, thank you very much. I'm real happy that we got your two kudu first. One of the things that I don't do is compete with clients. So you guys had pretty much bagged out on everything that was on your wish list. We had a little free time one afternoon. We went back to a concession that we knew produced fine kudu. Both of you took kudu in the range of about 54 inches, which is real high for first-time clients on kudu. Generally, someone will shoot someone in the a kudu in the 50 to 54-inch range, but you guys were able to put down two 54-inch kudu on your first safari. I thought that was really fantastic. And we've just had a good time together.
No, it was great. And my PH for most of the hunt was Yako, and he was extremely fun to be with as well, and very knowledgeable. And our first day out was Wednesday. We left Denver on Monday the 13th and flew to Washington, D.C., Dulles, and then to Dakar, and then landed here in Johannesburg, and they picked us up promptly at the airport and brought us here. And I mean, it has just been great. And so Wednesday was my first day hunting, and actually was able to take five animals on that first day. And I think if the sun had not set, I would have just hunted 24 hours. I was on a roll there, and so was able to get a Bliesbach and a, or Blessbach, I guess is how you say it properly, and an impala, a kudu, and yala, and a zebra. I think that was it for that first day. So it was excellent. And then ended up getting a warthog and also a water buck. And if you're not familiar with some of these animals, like I wasn't before I came, go on and look at some of the pictures of some of these plains animals, and they are beautiful. And Hunter, you're always at the Tanner Gun Show, which is where I met you, and I was fortunate enough to win a trip where I got a couple of animals, and that was one reason that spurred all of this for us being here. But tell us about the offer that you do at the Tanner Gun Show each month.
Well, we Tanner Gun Show has about 17 venues in and around the Denver area during a given calendar year. Most of them are in Denver. Occasionally, they have one in Pueblo and one in Loveland, and we try to make all of those if we don't have a scheduling conflict with something else that needs to be done. But at each one of those venues, we have what we call our lucky draw raffle, and a person can sign up for that raffle for free. There's no entry fee. All they do is fill out a real concise information registration form that we have. We don't share that information with anyone else. It stays private with Bushman's Quiver and Tanner Gun Shows. And about 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, after we've gathered all the tickets, we have a public drawing, and the person that wins that raffle gets the same safari package that you got coming to Africa with us. It includes 7 days of plains game hunting. It includes one free impala, one free blessed buck. It includes local beer, wine, soft drinks, the services of a professional PH, field dressing and preparation of your trophies, the hauling of your trophies from the field to the dip and ship facility, and just a real nice range of amenities, so a person can come over to Africa on that package, not spend a lot of money. They can flesh out their game animal list with, you know, whatever, however many additional animals, people, or days that they want to add. And we're very lenient on our terms. We don't expect a huge deposit up front like some outfitters do. So if someone has any dreams at all of ever having a real fine African adventure, this is a great opportunity for them to fulfill those dreams.
Hunter's number, if you want to call him, is 303-663-4763. That's 303-663-4763. It's bushmansquiver.com. You can go there and get more information. And also, you can go to the website, email me, Scott, at Sportsman of Colorado, if you have any questions, and maybe even thinking about a South African safari. And I can tell you, it will be the time of your life, and we have just thoroughly enjoyed it. And Stefan, and meeting his lovely wife, his two little girls, and like you said, you almost feel like it is a family type deal. And you meet a lot of different owners of concession, of, you know, outfitters and things like that. What do you think are some of the points that set Stefan apart?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's his love for the bush, his enthusiasm for all the spectacular game animals that are here. I mean, it shows in everything that he does. He's definitely a people person. He does everything that he possibly can to accommodate people's special needs. We've had clients here of all kinds of physical capabilities. We try to assess with the client what their physical capabilities are and to structure a safari, you know, that meets their expectations. We have people that want more of a rustic, physical type experience. We can provide that for them if that's what they want. We have people with physical limitations that are extremely limited in what they can accomplish. And we have concessions where the terrain is a whole lot more forgiving, but still has nice animals on them. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for anybody, irrespective of what their physical capabilities are, to come here and have a wonderful African experience.
Well, I tell you, Red and I want to thank you and Stefan, and we're going to try to tape a segment with him in just a little bit. But I want to thank you for just, you know, allowing us to come and having such a great time, and the whole team here, from the PHs to the guys that take care of the animals once you bring them back, and the cooks, everything. And, it has just been a first-class deal, so we want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Tomorrow it's off to Zimbabwe for elephant. Wish you guys were going.
It is. I tell you what, we got about 30 seconds left. Tell us about that.
Well, we managed to pull two damage or cull permits in the Hwangi National Park, and it's about 11-hour drive through Botswana to get to Zimbabwe, and I'm sure I'll report more to you on that later.
You'll have to send us some photos and put it on our bragging gallery.
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, and we'll be back.
This is Denver's Sports Radio, 1600, The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience and have become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A, B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full-service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. I'm sitting at this moment in the beautiful dining hall of Bushman's Quiver Safaris. I've just finished a very successful 10-day hunt in South Africa, and I'm visiting with professional hunter F.C. Prinsloo. F.C. was my hunting guide in helping me to take 10 plains game on my first trip to South Africa. And F.C., welcome to Sportsman of Colorado.
Thank you very much, Red.
All right, we're going to ask F.C. a few questions about how he got started in hunting. And F.C., tell us where you were born and a little about your love for South Africa.
I was born in the Limpopo province of South Africa, and it all started very young. I grew up on a cow farm, so we all grew up outside, and it just started from there.
Yeah. All right. Well, what started your love for hunting? How did you get started in hunting?
There's not a lot of family hunters, so I had to learn from my friends, and my father taught me a little bit, but most come from the friends and from reading and television and so forth.
Where did you do some of your hunting when you were young?
All around the cattle ranches, we had lots of warthog, and there was always kudu and so around, so we had to learn the tracking from going after the cows, and then the rest just came naturally.
Yeah, FC and I got after a herd of zebra, and he tracked them. We couldn't see them after they first jumped out of the bush, and he tracked them for, I don't know, half a mile or so, and then we came on a bunch of wildebeest also, and FC is a great tracker, and we had a great time. FC, how long have you been a professional hunter?
For full 8 years now.
All right, and who did, have you always been with Bushman's Quiver, or did you work for some other people?
Most professional hunters work on a freelance basis, but I'm 3 full seasons with Bushman's Quiver now.
All right. How long have you been with Bushman's? You already said that. And what are some of the experiences you've had with Bushman's Quiver?
Just the best experience that you can imagine. We do a lot of plains game hunting. We do quite a few lion and some hippo and crocodiles and stuff every year. So it's always exciting.
All right. Where do clients do most of their hunting with Bushman's Quiver?
We're based in Limpopo province of South Africa, so we do most of the hunting around here, but we can travel all over South Africa. We've got camps and concessions. Whatever the client need, we can travel for that.
All right, thank you, FC. What are some of the different animals most commonly hunted in the Limpopo province?
All the clients that come for the first, second, or third time shoot blazebuck and impala. Everybody's always after big warthog. And then the stuff that you know, the kudu, zebra, wildebeest, that's the most common ones.
All right, and FC and I did get a whopping big warthog, the biggest thing I ever saw in my life. And I have to admit, when I first came over, I wasn't all that interested in shooting a warthog because I thought, you know, they're kind of ugly. What would I do with it? But after seeing them and after the excitement of the hunt, I mean, it was well worth getting that warthog. And I don't know how big it was, but it was a monster. And FC, what is your favorite animal to hunt?
Great, that's very difficult. We like all the plains game animals and all the dangerous ones. But for a challenging hunt, I would say eland, because it's a lot of walking.
Boy, I can attest to that, because when I hunted, killed my eland with FC, we actually hunted on a concession that belonged to FC's uncle. And we had to get out and do a lot of walking. And finally we circled around and headed them off and set up on a good location for them. And when they came by, I was able to get a really nice eland bull. FC, what kind of rifle do you recommend for hunters that come to South Africa?
I always prefer 30 caliber or bigger, controlled feed, and the scope with not too high power. You must be able to take the close shots as well as the longer ones.
All right, and I had a loophole scope that went down to 4.5, and it worked excellent for me. FC, when you have to use a backup gun on the plains game, what kind of rifle do you use?
On most of the plains game hunt, we don't carry a backup rifle. It's better for us if we can get the client in a position to shoot his animal again. If we have to, anything in 30 caliber will do.
All right. I was shooting a 300 Winchester Short Magnum, and it knocked over everything I shot. I killed 10 animals, one shot per animal, so I only had to fire 10 shots. And it was FC got me in close range and great shots every time. All right, now you answered this just a little bit while ago, but does Bushman's Quiver guide dangerous game hunts?
We do. We've got nice buffalo concessions. Just in a few days' time, Stefan will be going to Zimbabwe for elephant, and then when they come back, they're going to do lion. We shoot hippo every year, so we do all the dangerous stuff.
All right, and when you're with your client and hunting dangerous game, do you carry a backup gun, and if so, what do you like?
I have a 458 Win Mag. I prefer to shoot it open sights, but I have a detachable scope if we need to make a longer shot. I'm using at this moment monolithic solids from a South African company called Zombo, and it's 475 grain, and it's a flat nose solid which gives very, very good penetration.
All right, FC, tell us, what is the average daily schedule while hunting with Bushman's Quiver?
In the summertime, the sun comes up a little bit earlier, so we get started earlier, but most of the hunting is in the winter. We get up around 5 o'clock in the morning, have breakfast at 5:30, and as soon as that's done, we get going. Sometimes we travel a little bit to the hunting areas, maybe 30 minutes or 45 minutes or so. Other times it's nice and close. We try to break in the middle of the day when it's very warm, so give the clients a little bit time to rest, and then head out 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, dependent on what animal we're looking for.
All right, and I want to let our listeners hear about a little antelope that FC found for me to shoot. We were driving back into one of the concessions and going through a narrow kind of a canyon with a stream bed down in the bottom, and FC and I were in the back of the truck, and FC all of a sudden said, stop, stop. He said, oh, man, you're in for a treat. Here's a little animal. It's called the Ballerina of the Rocks, which I had never heard of. And he said, it's a clip springer. And it was a female that we first saw. And so we were stopped and we're looking at it. And then FC saw the male. And he said, oh, man, Red, he said, you have got to shoot this animal. He said, this will be the trophy of a lifetime. He said, it's the biggest one that I've ever seen. And so I thought, well, great, man, let's shoot it. And so I made a shot on it. He's way up the top of the canyon. But I had never even heard of a clip springer. And I want FC to tell us just a little bit about what a clip springer is and where they're found.
It's one of the scarcest of the small species. They only occur in mountain areas. It's, I think, about 20 inches or so on the shoulder and maybe weigh 20 pounds. And it's not found all that easily. They frequent very rough terrain, and we were very lucky to find that. It's a very beautiful and a very special little animal that Red got.
Yes, it is. And once I didn't realize how special it was, because I really didn't know anything about clip springers. And once we got it down and got it back, and then we took it to the taxidermist, and he is a measurer for SCI, Safari Club International, and he measured it, and the wet score before it dries and shrinks a little, the wet score was 17 2/16 inches. The world's record, of course, this is after it's dried and measured, the world's record is only 16 15/16. So before drying, my little clip springer is the new world's record, which just amazed me. And it's just what a tremendous privilege to be able to shoot something like that. And of course, it has to go shoot through shrink time and it will be smaller than that. And I really have no way of judging as to how much it will shrink, and neither do these guys. But we're hoping that it may remain in the top five of the clip springers. And what a tremendous opportunity to be hunting with a professional hunter. And of course, he spotted it way up there on the side of the cliff. I think it was somewhere between 100 and 130 yard shot. And I mean, I would have never seen it if FC hadn't been my guide and pointed it out to me and then talked me into convinced me that it would be the trophy of a lifetime. And FC, when a person comes to hunt with you, regardless of whether they come from America or Europe or somewhere else, what do you expect from your client?
Red, Africa is always full of surprises. You need to be flexible. If that opportunity comes, you need to listen to your professional hunter. We'll never pressure you into doing something that you don't want, but we will try to give you the best advice that we can. And it's very important that you understand where we're coming from and that we're not just there to have you shoot a bunch of stuff. We want you to have the best experience. So be open to suggestion. Be fairly good condition, know your firearms, know your physical capability. It just makes it easier for everybody, especially for the client, if he knows what he can do.
And you know, FCI, you and I discussed a little bit about the fact that, you know, you're such a handsome, good-looking professional hunter, and you wanted another hunter to kind of balance you out, you know. And so I know you were real glad that a handsome guy like me came along to be able to hunt with you, and it was an enjoyable experience. I actually got to kill 10 animals, a kudu, which measured 54 and a quarter inches, and a gims buck, and a wildebeest, and a blesbok. Is that how it's called?
Blesbok.
Blesbok. And it's going to, according to the score, it's going to make SCI gold. And then a zebra, an eland, two warthogs, a male and a female, And then the little clip springer was the trophy of them all. And I'm telling you what a tremendous experience. And FC, I want to thank you very much for being my guide and for allowing us to come over, not only enjoy our experience in South Africa, but have a tremendous hunt.
Just a pleasure, Red, and thank you very much. This was a very, very enjoyable experience for both of us.
All right, and it's been great visiting with you. Thank you for making our trip to South Africa and our hunt with Bushman's Quiver so great.
The toy in the Cracker Jack. She wants to ride.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Bozen is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007, or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Wiley. We want to thank you for joining us today, along with my partner, Red Merrill. And we are spending our last evening in Africa as we are taping for this segment. And we hope you have enjoyed the previous interviews we've had. And we're going to be talking with Stefan and Naki, his wife, here shortly. But also wanted to bring on his daughters and let you hear from them. And first, we have Marnie. Marnie, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good. We have had so much fun being in South Africa, and thank you guys so much for having us. So tell me, what's it like living in South Africa?
I love living in South Africa. All the wildlife is just an amazing gift from God, and we are here to take care of it.
Okay, now you said that in English about what it's like to live in South Africa. I want you to say it in Afrikaans so everyone can hear your language there, okay?
Okay. Dis baie lekker in Suid-Afrika. Al die wild is 'n wonderlike geskenk van God en ons is hier om dit op te pas.
Wow, well, that's good. Now, how old are you?
I'll be 10 in August.
from Red and Dee's, his wife, and myself, we want to tell you thank you so much for having us, and it was such a pleasure to meet you and your family. And we want to say hi to Anya real quick, and that's the other part of Stefan's family. So Anya, can you say hi?
Hi.
It's so good to have you. And you are how old?
Six.
Six. Okay. Well, listen, thank you too, okay? You guys took care of us extra good, and we appreciate it. And we can't wait to come back and see you, okay? It seemed like we were waiting so long to get here, and we've been here now for about 13 days, and we've got to go back to Denver. So we are now going to talk to Stefan and his wife. And again, we arrived on a Tuesday night. I think that we left Denver on May 13th and arrived here Tuesday evening, and our first day of hunting was on Wednesday, and we just had a great time. You know, Stefan, it was easy to see after the first 24 hours that this is a family business. You and your lovely wife, you guys work so hard to please everybody, but yet it seems like you both do it with such grace and smiles on your faces, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate all that you guys did for us. And you know, we've been looking forward to this ever since we met you in January at the International Sportsman's Expo. But tell me just a little bit about how this all works into a family deal. I mean, how does all that dynamic work?
Well, Scott, I can honestly say that from my wife's side, I've got no idea how she does it. I mean, the kids help her, but she's got the kids at school during the day, and she's got her own stuff to take care of, and then she still has to do everything at camp, the cooking and the housekeeping and all that. And I can just say thank you for God for giving me such a wonderful wife that can help me with all the stuff. And we really love people, and we love showing them a good time. And none of this would be possible without my family. So it's out and out a family business. And yep, we are here to take care of you.
And I tell you, we enjoyed it so much. And it was, you know, we looked forward to it for so long. And then it just seemed like the time just flew by. And as we're spending our last evening here with Stefan and his family and Hunter Roop, which is an exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver, which lives in Castle Rock. And we want to tell you, you know, Tanner Gun Show, of course, happens every month. I think there's a couple of months out of the year where there's not actually a show, but every time Bushman's Quiver will have a booth there. In January, for the next ISC show, the International Sportsman's Expo, we're actually going to have a booth right across from them. And we'd love for you to give us a call, Red and I. Again, we're taping this show, so we're not taking phone calls today. But we would love for you to call us if you have any questions, and maybe you've been thinking about a South African safari. We would love to fill you in on our experience. And Red's wife, Deese, she came. And so it is something you could bring your spouse and just have a great time. We've had great success in our hunt. We have done zip lining. We rode elephants today, and just things that we had never dreamed that we would be able to do. Now, Stefan, I know in this business, and you know, even reading a lot of the literature just around town, there are a lot of choices for outfitters for a safari. But what do you feel really sets Bushman's Quiver apart?
Well, I think the most important thing of it all is just service, 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 service. And like I said, we love people and we love hunting, and it's just a very good combination. And we will take care of you from the day that you arrive in Johannesburg up until the day that we have to take you back. And you remember the first thing that I told you guys when you arrived in camp is that the most important thing of it all is to make sure you have a good time, because it's going to go by very, very fast. And here we are on your last night, so we've really had fun. And being honest and being able to be out there with you guys and showing you guys a good time, that's what it's all about. We don't take any shortcuts. We're close to Johannesburg International, so it's easy accessible. And with the facilities that we've got here and our staff that we've got here, I can tell you one thing, you're in for a good time.
And you know, one thing that really meant a lot to Red and I was having Hunter there close to us in Castle Rock, and we got to talk to him a lot, and you know, his knowledge. And I think that's really important, because at these different shows that you may go to, there may be a lot of people with booths there, and they can promise you the world. And you guys certainly, when I say under-promised and over-delivered, you promised us a good time, and you promised us you'd take care of us, and you'd do our best to get the animals that we wanted. And you guys just went above and beyond, and from the food, the lodging, the service, and from everyone on your staff. I mean, from the guys that go with us to trackers. And fortunately, Red and I, we didn't need trackers too much. We were able to able to be pretty close to the animals. But the skinners, the guy that just do everything, everyone was just so nice. And we just really, really appreciate everything. So, Inaki, this was our first time to get to meet you. And so, tell me again now, guys, we have no idea what the wife does all day. Okay, I mean, you guys work so hard. So, tell us just a little bit from your end. of what it's like being in this business?
Yes, you know what? It is actually, you guys are so easy to please, first of all. The rest is just, we have a passion for this. We like to do this. And when we meet people, they actually become friends. And we would like it to stay like that. We are busy just doing this because we love it, and that's it.
It really is, and you can only fake something so long if you don't enjoy it. You know, I mean, pretty soon it's going to come out, I hate what I do. And that's one thing that, you know, we've seen here, and Red and I, we've commented in private, and Deesh, that, you know, I mean, we hate to leave. I mean, we really, really, really hate to leave. And it's been, and when we talked to a lot of your people that you gave us as testimonials for you, and that meant a lot for us too. And every person that we talked to, now we really realize that they weren't, you know, selling you. They were just being honest, and how pleased that they were. And, you know, with Hunter being there again, and again, you'll be coming for the International Sportsman's Expo again in January, so we'll look forward to that as well. Talk about just a little bit about what Adele helps you with, because she really helped us with that Hunter's Permits Africa and getting our weapons over here. So tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, Adele, she provides an excellent service. What it involves is from the day that you start planning your safari, you'll be in contact with Adele, and she will help you to get all your paperwork done as far as your import permits are concerned. Then even the day that you arrive at Johannesburg International, Adele will be there. She will be there to meet you, and then she'll also take you to the firearms department and help you to clear your rifles. And then again, the day that you leave here, she'll be there again to take care of you and make sure that your rifle gets checked in. It's just a lot of paperwork, and it's just it's not. I don't like paperwork at all, and I know most men don't like paperwork, but with Adele in the area and with her services, it just makes life so much easier to make sure that your rifles comes through without any effort. And she doesn't charge that much, so I promise you one thing, it's worthwhile doing.
No, it was really worthwhile when we stepped into the airport there and we saw how many people were in getting their firearms, and she was able to walk right in the front of the line and take care of us, and we weren't there, you know, 10 minutes. And I can guarantee you we'd have probably been there a couple of hours without her help. Now, we've done some of the other activities with elephant riding a zip line, but tell them, because you know more about the details of the zip lining, but that was a blast. But tell us about your zip line that's available.
Yeah, the zip line adventure is here in the Waterberg Mountains in the Limpopo province. We opened it about a year ago, and it consists of 11 slides. So you will be on the cables for about 2.5 to 3 hours sliding between the valleys. And it's in nature. It's in, like I said, it's in the bushveld. And I think the total length of the zipline is approximately a mile. You'll be between two guides all the time helping you and just making sure that you are safe and that you are comfortable. But yeah, I'm not going to say much more than that. You have to come and see for yourself.
All right. Now, what would be your, and I know you gave us the advice, but for maybe people that have been thinking about this and, you know, wanting to come over, give some of the tips that you gave us for first-time people, how you would tell them to plan a hunt over here with you.
Well, the easiest thing and the first step that I will do is I will get in contact with Hunter. Like you mentioned before, he is our exclusive agent. He's been here now so many times. He knows the do's and don'ts. He'll take you through all the drills. I can actually call him an expert now. From the day that you leave the States or wherever you'll be coming from up until the day that you go back, he'll be able to assist you. But the most important thing is to just go and sit down and see how much time you will have to spend over here and what kind of budget you've got. And then just contact us and we will help you through it. We'll tell you, most of the people that come here for the first time will do a plains game hunt. To come here the first time and come and shoot buffalo and all that, I mean, yes, it's nice. But if you come here for a 10-day or 7-day safari and you hunt plains game, it'll just give you a nice introduction and a nice feel of what you can expect in Africa. And then, I mean, there'll be more than enough reason for you to come back, not only Big Five, but that will definitely be one of it. And Hunter has been here now. This is his third year. He's taken four of the Big Five. We're going for elephant now. So, yep, like I said, talk to Hunter. He'll take you through it. I will also be there in January. We'll have a couple of open house events where you can come and meet us and also meet some of the other people that's hunted with us before and ask all your questions. The main thing is there's no such thing as a stupid question. So ask it and we'll be there to answer it for you, and you're going to be thousands of miles away from home, so you want to know what to expect and who you'll be going with.
And again, I can tell you from Red's standpoint of mine that we have been thoroughly pleased and we have loved every second of it. If you want more information, of course, you can reach me through the website, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. And you can also reach Hunter Roop at 303-663-4763. Again, that's 303-663-4763. So, Stefan, man, thank you so much. And again, no crying in the morning from Red and I. We've already determined no tears in our eyes. We'll try not to. But, man, we can't wait to come back and hunt with you again.
Yeah, when we guys met in the States, at that stage you were clients and you arrived here as friends already, and now I can honestly say that you guys will be leaving us as family, and we are really looking forward to seeing you guys again in January and then also seeing you back in Africa.
All right, we look forward to it. Again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado here on 1600 AM The Zone.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9200 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC 1 Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC 1 Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, tac1consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. And Red, why don't you take just a minute and just kind of give your overall feeling about this trip?
Well, this trip has been a one-in-a-lifetime type experience, although I sure hope to come back many more times. But it's the kind of thing that you dream about, from especially growing up down in Texas, where hunting is a passion. But in my case, I never thought that I would ever get to come to South Africa or Africa in general to go on a hunt.
Again, I never dreamed I would be as well ever get to come. And I remember you were out of town, and when you came back, I said, man, you're never going to believe it. I met this guy from Castle Rock, and he was does this deal with a company called Bushman's Quiver, and he's an exclusive agent, and I won this deal, and so, man, we need to go and figure it out. And so, you know, it's hard to believe we're actually here. And again, as I mentioned, we're taping this show in our last evening here in South Africa, so we are not taking phone calls today, but Dees, Red's wife, is actually here with us and in the dining room area here at Bushman's Quiver. And so, again, this is something that you can do, you know, with your wife, or if the wife's a hunter and the husband's not, bring the husband. And I was talking with one of our PHs, and they said they had an 80-year-old lady that came and had never even shot a rifle, and I believe went and shot a gemsbuck. And so it was amazing. And I want to take a few minutes with the guy that I hunted with most of the 13 days I was here, Jaco Vaslo. Hope I'm getting close with that. And he was my guide, again, for most of my trip. And again, we left Denver on Monday, landed here on a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, bright and early, went out hunting. And the first day I was able to take an impala, bleased buck, okay, and a kudu, a zebra, and a ninjala. And so I want to say thank you to him for that. So, Jaco, first of all, tell us what it's like just being a PH.
Oh, so it's a privilege to be a PH in South Africa. You know, you're always in the wild, you're always in the bush, and you can just enjoy it, man. It's awesome to be outside, and we are so privileged to have clients like you guys, and yes, which has no problem. So you just go on, and whatever we tell you, you just obey, and that's awesome, man. It's awesome to hunt with guys like you.
Well, you know, and I will say a couple of things that I think are crucial. And you know, Red and I, we've done some things with some elk hunting, of course, here in our own state with Colorado. But one thing that's very, very important that I learned on this trip was communication is key. I mean, first of all, you know, with Hunter, again, we've mentioned his name over and over, but we really want to let you know he's right there in Castle Rock. He's available anytime to talk with you. He's at the Tanner Gun Shows. And, you know, having good communication, because, you know, you have your expectations, just like, you know, we did probably. And we need to have good expectations. And what we did was we made a list of animals that we were looking to take in the Plains Game area. And but we didn't come over here and say, okay, on what dates do we want to kill some what animals? And so talk a little bit about how a client should prepare a list and then how you would advise them and how it really works to hopefully be successful on their whole list.
Well, first of all, I think if you got your list and it's, let's say it's, for example, five animals that you need to shoot or you want to shoot, it will be better to shoot the first one that you get rather than saying, listen, I want to shoot on Tuesday, I want to shoot a kudu, and on Wednesday I want to shoot an impala. Because what happens is you're going to hunt on farms where there's five or six or seven species, and you're going to get a kudu on the day that you need an impala, and you're going to leave it, and then at the end of the day, maybe you will go back without a kudu because you missed the first opportunity. So what I always tell the clients is, if you've got a list of five animals, the first one that you get, which is a decent animal, you take it, and not saying you want to shoot this animal on that day. So that's all.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that was really, you guys are just so good, and letting us know, you know, when we, you know, ran into, you know, a herd, and sometimes it's a single animal you may see, but most of the time there are a few in a pack or a herd, and you let us know, hey, you know, third one from the left. So again, listening to the PH is key, and just letting them know, you know, what you're open to as well. Like, I had an eland on my list, and we hunted hard. I mean, then the first day I killed five, and you kept telling me, this isn't like this. And then for 2 days, we looked for an eland. And Red was fortunate enough to get a really, really nice eland. But then the next evening, I saw a really, really nice water buck, which was not on my list. So I ended up being able to take that. And so that was awesome. Now, tell us a little bit about the age groups of people that come over here.
Well, I've hunted in the 21 years that I'm hunting. I've hunted the youngest guy that I guided was 6 years old, and the oldest one I think 78. So I've hunted
I've handled a lot of clients, which is a big range of their ages. So it doesn't matter. I mean, we just see how the guy is, how good he can shoot, and how good he can see, can he walk, whatever, and we just adapt to that. Whatever comes over, we adapt to it, and that guy will hunt.
Now, shot placement, and Hunter really preached this to us. Matter of fact, Red and I got a book, I believe called The Perfect Shot, and he really pushed a shot placement, was really emphasized. Tell us why that's so important.
You know, the bush is so thick in this time of the year that if you don't shoot an animal on the right spot, he will be able to run 300, 400, 500 yards, and you won't be able to track it. So it's better to shoot an animal either in the heart or the lungs, and you know it's going to go 30 yards or 50 yards and it's down. You know, sometimes all the leaves are down, especially coming in the next 2 or 3 months, all the leaves will be on the ground. It's so difficult to take the spoor, and so shot placement is very important.
And besides the other animals I mentioned, I got to take also a gemsbok and a wildebeest and a warthog, and Red also killed a really nice warthog. And Red, I'd have to say, all the animals were fun, but the warthog was a blast. Tell us just real quick about your warthog experience.
Well, you know, I had not even anticipated shooting a warthog, and really didn't even plan on it, because I thought they were too ugly. And then after we got over here and started seeing them zipping through the bush and saw how they looked and saw them seeing those big tusks and stuff, I decided, man, I do believe I want to kill one of these. And then after you shot yours was so big, I thought, well, I might as well quit, because I won't be able to find one this big.
And you did.
Yeah, and I did. And Stefan said, we're going to find you. This one's granddad. And so we took off hunting, and we were going along, and I spotted one just almost beside the truck in some brush, and we had to go by it. And by the time we came back, it had gotten away. And so we circled around and went way over into a different area. And Yaku took his truck and drove back over in that area, and he spotted that big old warthog coming back into the area where we had been. And so he called us, and we went over there, and it was getting very late in the evening, and fortunately I have a illuminated crosshair on my loophole scope, and so I had that turned on, and I had about a 40 yard shot kind of quartering away. And I mean, getting back over there and seeing him, and then he kind of scurried around and then came back out, and I was able to get a shot on him. And it was probably the funnest animal that I got to shoot over here. Before that, it had been my kudu, and then that warthog kind of topped it off.
All right. We want to thank you for joining us today, and check out our website. We'll be posting some pictures, and we're going to be teaming up a lot more with Bushman's Quiver and trying to get some more folks in Colorado to come out here to South Africa and visit Stefan and Hunter Roop with Bushman's Quiver. So again, thanks for listening today, and we will be back next week for more of Sportsman of Colorado.
I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.